With me on the phone right now is Norman Yakalaya, who is the former national chief of the Dene Nation and former MLA for the Satu region. Good morning, Mr. Yakalaya.
Good morning to you, Roy, all the way from Cobo Lake, and also I'm a former land claim negotiator.
Well, recently, the governments of Canada as well as Ontario are passing through legislation that encourages development to promote Canadian economies, but by bypassing a lot of rules and regulations, it enables the federal government to push forward projects that they deem to be in the Canadian interest, in the national interest. What are your thoughts on what's being considered, on what's being done?
People need to recognize that they're on Indigenous land. And, you know, our national interest, the Indigenous people, is to make sure that we have good water, quality water, to keep us alive. We need the animals. We need a lot of things that are in our national interest to survive. And Canada's view is that we need these major economic projects in the national interest to keep the economy moving in Canada. So my concerns is that they're putting on their sunglasses and ignoring, you know, the treaties for sure, the inherent right to our lands and the protections of our land. And they are also maybe minimizing the interpretation in our economic or land claim agreements, and they're trying to bypass us. There's a very smart team in Ottawa. They use special words and tactics, and you got to watch the language. And you know what? Really, that sparks strong signal to our young people, people that are in universities, schools, to look at your land claim agreement. Where there are sections, we acknowledge that I negotiated that if Canada, in the national interest, can bypass. But there's got to be a consultation, meaningful engagement, and they have to give us a good reason why they are going to be pushing this section of our agreements in the national interest. I think we need to slow it down, and we need to look at the Indigenous perspective of these national interests. We all use oil for many things. We use gas for many things. We also are stewards of our land. We need to continue to push for what's going to be good for our future. Go back to the land to assert your sovereignty. Go back to that way of life. That is a very powerful statement.